to develop, and it comes from conversation. It also comes from observation as well, I think. And I'm reminded of the good gospel principle that you know people by their fruits, by what they actually do as well. And I think myself and my friends in the Methodist Church here have observed, we've talked to, and we've developed trust in ground level, but specifically as we see it here in the Ark. And I think that's a wonderful thing. It's something that builds and develops, and it has.
And I think it's a two-way street. You know, we consider ourselves to be on the charismatic wing of the church, and the Methodist Church seems a little bit more established, perhaps a little bit more staid. But we have found, as we've... did we rehearse that laugh, or was that just random?
Well, you don't sing enough Wesley hymns, obviously.
That's true. But we do try to fit one in on a Sunday, occasionally, anyway. We do and Can It Be quite well. But the thing is that we have discovered here a group of gospel-loving Methodists who... maybe some of them don't feel they've quite got the strength to carry out mission anymore, but their heart is in it. And these are really good people, and I can commend them to you. This is going to be a mutual appreciation society if we're not careful.
If we're not careful.
Yeah. What about mission, David? What about mission?
Well, I think part of the discernment process, when we first talked about working together, we want to do mission here, and we want mission to proceed from this building. Now, whether that mission is situated here or out in the community or wherever, but you're right in saying that there's a limit to what we can do. We have a limited number of active people who have the time and energy for mission. So what we felt, what we discerned actually, was that two churches together would actually produce more mission than two churches apart. So that was the overriding factor for me, more than anything else, that actually working together, sharing this building, would produce more mission, service, mission in its broadest sense as well. So it was a net increase in what God wants us to do, which has served those outside of this building, outside of our churches.
That's wonderful. You can see why I love him, can't you? So we're developing a partnership, really. It's a sense of walking together and working together. It doesn't mean that we have joint meetings, although we've had a couple. We had a great Christmas morning together, didn't we? But it's about us expressing ourselves in the same building and sharing in the fruits of the gospel. And I personally am very proud to be in association with this guy and with the Methodist circuit. I think it's absolutely great. And really, we're on a journey of building relationship, aren't we?
I think that's right. Be interested to see where it goes, really. At the moment, what we have is two congregations that worship in turns. So we go first and warm the place up for you. Actually, that's an unfortunate turn of phrase. But we've got the heating working better. But no, we go first on a Sunday morning, and then there's a shared time of coffee and conversation, and then we hand over, and you go second from 11 o'clock, or it tends to get a bit later sometimes than 11. So we've got two congregations that worship in different ways in this building. But what I hope, what my vision or prayer is that actually we'll be able to do things together during the week. That we will pray for each other's mission and actually share it as well as time goes on. And so it may be that we can learn from each other and work together in those ways.
That's wonderful, and I share those same sentiments. I think probably the last thing I'd just like us to air is the issue of we're doing something locally which is a mirror of what is beginning to happen nationally. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yes. no.
Hang on, I thought you were the pastor.
There have been talks between both the Ground Level Network, Pioneer, and the Methodist Church. And there is partnership that has happened elsewhere around the country. But those partnerships, where they happen, have been blessed, certainly by our own Methodist leadership far off in London. So I feel as though permission has been given for us to go ahead, and because it's all based on local relationships, really. And obviously it's working here, but I feel as though it's being blessed as well by those in authority far away. So, yeah.
Thank you, David. You know, we have a saying at the Ark, which is, it's all about relationship. We believe the gospel's all about relationship. We believe that, you know, God wants to have relationship with mankind, and that he sent Jesus that relationship could happen. And all of this is very important to the way we think as a church. It's at the core of our theology. And to work in relationship with this other church, to us, it was almost an obvious step. It was almost the logical thing to do. And I just think there's a lot of hope for this nation if these sort of partnerships can break out up and down our country. I think that would be great to see more of that, wouldn't you? Yeah?
Yeah. So would I. Right.
Well, let's just agree that we are both the ministers of this church. Bless you. Thank you.